Anthony Gleese joins me now. He is director of Brunel University's Center for Intelligence and Security Studies in London. Welcome.
Hi.
What is your response to the statement issued by Scotland Yard?
Well, it's as good as far as it goes on what is a terrible, terrible day for London. This was an awful attack on completely defenseless people. It wasn't an attack on the G8 leaders in the highly fortified Glen Eagles Hotel, but an attack on a very soft target. And many people in London will feel that the police and security services, in a deeper sense, let them down.
Well, what do you make of the timing of these attacks? As you say, it wasn't aimed at the G8 leaders gathered up at Glen Eagles in Scotland. But do you think that it was connected? It would seem to be so.
I would say that there was probably a plan to try and do something against the ordinary people of the United Kingdom in some form. But I suspect that the terrorists, and don't let's forget, Tony Blair, the Prime Minister, has said, we are reasonably certain that these people were terrorists. It wasn't any other sort of an attack. That these terrorists were heartened by yesterday's successful news that London had won the 2012 Olympic bid. You know, our TV, our media are full of jubilant Londoners' faces, absolutely delighted that something great was going to happen, a real seminal event for the new millennium, if you will. And then today, this. So I think the appalling criminals who conducted these outrages may have thought they would try to, as we say in English, put one over the people of London. They had their great day yesterday. Today they would learn of the power of Al-Qaeda. We presume that that's who is responsible.
There has indeed been a claim of responsibility made on a website, and it's so far unconfirmed, of an Al-Qaeda-connected or related group. What do you know about this group or any connection whatsoever to Al-Qaeda?
Well, what we know is that increasingly we're having to deal with what we term franchises. These are groups of people who have no formal connection, as far as we can tell, to any central base, and Al-Qaeda is often believed to be another word in Arabic, of course, for the base. These are people operating as loose cells, but tightly locked into the same jihadist message that Al-Qaeda propounds. And what these franchises do is operate very secretly and, wherever possible, see and assess the opportunities for waging an attack on ordinary people. The very fact that this was coordinated in this particular way, the very fact that it was calibrated so well, suggests the following of an Al-Qaeda pattern.
Thank you very much. Anthony Gleese is director of Brunel University Center for Intelligence and Security Studies in London.